And here we have an image of those, of three figures. And one is the topographic surface of the Earth that we walk around on. And the next in the red dashed line is the ellipsoid. And the third in the blue wavy line is the geoid. Now, the geoid doesn't follow mean sea level, doesn't correspond with the topographic surface. It's irregular. It does have peaks and valleys. It's bumpy, in other words. And, of course, because of the uneven mass of the planet. If the solid Earth didn't have these changes in density, the geoid and the ellipsoid would be the same thing. But, of course, gravity isn't nearly so cooperative. The geoid actually departs from the ellipsoid up to 100 meters in some places. So, the figures involved in a geodetic datum, let's say for latitude and longitude and height, are the geoid, the reference ellipsoid, and the Earth itself. Because of satellite geodesy, we've been endeavoring to make all of these share a common center. Well, the topographic surface, of course, shares a center of mass. That's obvious. And what we want to do is be able to have the ellipsoid, that's the reference ellipsoid we use for satellite geodesy, to be Earth-centric or geocentric. Now, while the level surface of the geoid provides a solid foundation for the definition of heights, and the topographic surface is necessarily where the measurements are made, neither can serve as a reference for geodetic positions. From the continents to the floors of the ocean, the solid Earth is too irregular to be represented by a simple mathematical statement, and the geoid, sometimes under, sometimes above the surface of the Earth, has an overall shape that also defies any concise geometrical definition. But the ellipsoid not only has the same general shape as the Earth, but unlike the other two figures, can be described simply and completely in mathematical terms, and that's why we use the ellipsoid as a reference. Therefore, a global geocentric system has been developed based on the ellipsoid adopted by the International Union of Geodesy and Geophysics. It's called the Geodetic Reference System, GRS-80. And here are the semi-major and semi-minor axis and its flattening. Notice that it's one part in 298.25722. In the flattening.